Praise the Lord. God's so good.
Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 12. And would you stand with me for reading God's word? And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now drop down to verse 20. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask you to open our hearts, open our minds, Lord God, to receive what you have for us today, Lord God. God, let just the word of God come forth, Father. And God, may we just be receptive to it, Father. May we see you today, Lord God. And God, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The title of the message is The Power of Words, Part 2. Last week, we talked about the power of words that we speak to each other. How many remember the message? Our words, and we saw our words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and humble. They have power to build people up. They have power to confine people to where they are, and they have power to break people down. Amen. They even have power to cause our brothers and sisters to stumble. Amen. How many read the book of James? Amen. James said that the proper use of words are always going to be a battle. So everybody remembers last week. I hope you got something out of it. If not, we may have to go back and preach it again. You know, every message throughout the week, you should be thinking about it and listening to what God says to you about it. Amen? Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 23, For verily I say unto you, Jesus said, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, how many whosoevers are here? Everybody's a whosoever. Shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now that's the faith formula activated by our words for moving whatever mountains may be present in our lives. It might be sickness. It might be unsaved loved ones, financial difficulties, family problems, addictions, emotional or mental issues. You know, you can find your solution in that verse of Scripture. It's right there. Hallelujah. So much power in our words. Psalm 103:20 says, Bless the Lord ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments hearkening unto the voice of his word. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they, angels, not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. When we speak and declare only the word of God, our angels are activated on our behalf to fulfill the word of God. Amen? If we mix the word of God with doubt and unbelief, our angels are deactivated. James says we're double-minded and we can expect to receive nothing of the Lord. We got to be single-minded. If you study the Bible so many times, it says be single-minded, not double-minded. Hallelujah. In Matthew 17, there's a story about the father. There was this boy that had all kinds of problems. He tried to commit suicide many times, thrown into the demon, tried to throw him into the fire, burn him, kill him. And so, glory to God. You know, this boy was not a model citizen. Okay, he'd done everything, you know, that people couldn't understand. He probably wouldn't obey his parents. But, praise the Lord, his father realized, that's not my son. That's not my son acting like that. Maybe it's time people in society say, that's not my kid acting like that. And so the father brings his son to the disciples, and he said, he's got a demon. We want you to deliver him from that demon. And the disciples, they tried, and they were not successful. Remember the story? But the man didn't give up. Glory to God. And so the man brought his son to Jesus. And he says, I brought my son to your disciples. And they couldn't cast this demon out. And Jesus said, well, bring him to me. No problem. Just bring him to me. Jesus said, I'm more powerful than that demon. Hallelujah. He's not only your son, he's my son. All of our children, us and all of our children, were created in the image of God. Hallelujah. And so the disciples, they came to Jesus and they said, why couldn't we cast him out? What's the problem here? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, Matthew 17:20, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's small, you shall say to this mountain, and that was the mountain that they were dealing with, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. He told that demon, you can't stay here. You go where you belong. And nothing shall be impossible. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Jesus said, the disciple says, why couldn't we? And Jesus said, you don't believe you can. They said, why couldn't we? Jesus said, well, you don't believe you can. There's a lot of people that aren't out fulfilling the Great Commission, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they say, whether words are in your heart, I can't. And so there's a lot of people that aren't reached because people say, I can't. If I had that, if I had that person's charisma, if I had all that knowledge, if I could remember all the Bible, if, then I would do it. But I can't. Wake up, church. It's time to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, you don't believe you can, so you're not speaking with faith. How many of you read scripture and you'll see a scripture? How many of you favor scriptures? And so you think, well, that's a great scripture. But how many put wings to that scripture? How many really speak what that scripture is saying? Let me give you some examples. 1 Colossians 1:13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And so we say, well, that's great. But until we start praying what that verse tells us, when we put power to it, the Word of God, we're speaking the Word of God, we're putting power to it. So let me just give you an example. I walk in your godly kingdom today. For Jesus has destroyed Satan's kingdom in my life. Satan, I command you to stop your maneuvers in my life. I bind you and cast you out of my life today. You cannot touch me. Jesus is Lord of my spirit, soul, body, and relationships, circumstances, finances, and ministry. Hallelujah. See, we don't really pray what the scripture says. We just go on to the next one, right? 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. I walk in total triumph in every situation, for Jesus has destroyed failure in my life. I am an overcomer, can do all things through Christ. I have the victory, and the victory has me. I am a victor and a king. Glory to God. Can you imagine activating your angels? How many believe you have angels? The Bible says we have angels. Hallelujah. And when we start speaking, when we start declaring the Word of God, our angels, you know, they're just waiting. They're to minister for us, right? So here's our angels, and they're waiting. And they're waiting. But when we start speaking the Word of God, when we start declaring the Word of the Lord, it's like the angels. And we begin to activate angels. Hallelujah. Second Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I walk in soundness of mind and divine direction, for Jesus has destroyed confusion in my life. I identify with Christ's mind. I have the mind of Christ. I will not listen to the voice of doubt and discouragement. Glory to God. We got to start praying these scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's what we got. Hallelujah. Father, your anointing is on me today. It breaks yoke off the oppressed, causes blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear, hearts to open and understand. It causes the sick to be healed, needs to be met, and it draws attention to your word, Father. Your word is alive in me today. revelation, knowledge flows out of me every day. I operate in the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if we would start understanding what the Word says, who we are, what we're to do, what we're to be about, glory to God, and go out and do it. Not just say, well, I'm not sure about this. That was Old Testament, or that was New Church, or whatever. Hey, God don't change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's looking for a church that's alive. Alive and well. Hallelujah. Amen. Not a lukewarm church. Not a crippled church. Not a blind church. Not a sick church. Hallelujah. But a church without spot or wrinkle. Glory to God. That's what Jesus is coming for. Hallelujah. When are we going to get our act together? Glory to God. There's a story about a woman with the issue of blood. How many have read that story? And so she had this issue of blood. And she had this problem for 12 years. Now we know that the life is in the blood. And 12 years, she had this problem. And if you study the effects that this would have had on her family, on her marital relationship, on so many things, she was unclean. For 12 years, she went to the doctors. 12 years. And they said, give me more money. And she spent all of her money, and she got worse. But she said in her heart, if I can but touch the garments of Jesus, I'll be healed. I'll be whole. And you know the story, how she fought the crowd, whether she crawled, clawed, whatever she had to do to get to Jesus. How many of you are willing to do that? Whatever it takes to get to Jesus for what you need, hallelujah. You know, I'm sure the crowds would say, now you're unclean, you can't go there. You stay back. Don't bother Jesus. The Bible says Jesus stopped. And she was healed. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you say is your faith speaking. This works in a negative way as well as a positive way. I think that's what one of the things Jesus was demonstrating when he spoke to that fig tree. He didn't go into any big flowery phrases or anything. He just said, nobody's going to eat off of you anymore. And the disciples picked up on this and they said, you cursed that fig tree. They understood the power of words. And they said, there's that fig tree that you cursed, and it died. So it works. Positive, negative. Remember the story about the 12 spies that went into the promised land. They was gone for 40 days. And all 12 spies said, it's a good place. It flows with milk and honey. Here's the grapes we brought back. Here's the fruit of the land that we brought back. So you can see, 10 of the spies said, it's good, but we're not able
to go up.
What did God say? You're well able. Amen. The 10 spies said, we're not able to go up and possess that land. There's giants in that land. The cities are fortified. And we just can't go up. Two men, Joshua and Caleb, says, we're well able. Let's go up at once. Let's go do it. God said we could. Let's do it. But the people didn't hear the positive. They heard the negative. It drowned out. They wasn't listening for God. They was listening to man. And said they wept all night because of that evil report. Because of the power of those negative words, it just took all their hope and they wept all night. So finally, they said, well, let's go up. And Moses said, don't go up. God's not with you. But they had to do their thing, and they got beat. And so for 37 more years, they wandered in the desert. The 10 spies that had the evil report, they all died. That whole generation died in the desert. The two with the good report, the report of the Lord, they lived, they prospered. They probably had children and grandchildren in them 37 years, glory to God. And they went into the promised land. God says, they have another spirit. They have my spirit. Hallelujah. The power of their words. So powerful. Kenneth Hagin said this. Many things happen because we expect them to happen a certain way. They happen because we believe it and talk it until it comes to pass. I found this true in my own experience. Some time ago, I read about a scientist who said that when one gets older, his brain isn't as soft as it was when he was younger. It gradually keeps hardening. I reached a place where I couldn't remember things as well as I once did. I went along with this for a while until I realized there wasn't any need for this. The mind is part of my inward being and spirit, and it never grows old. The very moment I started believing right and talking right, I could quote all the scripture I had ever known, and my memory actually got better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, many people come to me and ask me why they can't get healed. I always smile and tell them they've already said they can't. Their words give them away. Just like the woman, when Jesus was walking, and the woman with the issue of blood was just at her wit's end. And here's Jesus walking. And she knew that her only hope was Jesus. Amen. Well, I want you to know right now that Jesus is walking down these aisles right now. Think about it. If you could see in the Spirit right now, you would be amazed. Here's a woman's testimony. She said, my husband Jan had horrible pains in his chest some days ago. He had a history of high cholesterol and some issues with his heart. He went to the cardiologist for some tests, and the cardiology got upset with the results of one test. He wanted another test to be done, but that had to be done in a hospital about an hour's drive from here. We went home to call and arrange the test, and they told us it could be scheduled January 14th. My husband got upset but made the appointment. His pain got worse and worse. I laid hands on him and prayed for a new heart. In Jesus' name. Later that evening, the pain in his chest got so bad, we went back to the emergency room. The same cardiologist who had looked at him in the morning was at the hospital again, and he sent Jan to that hospital that was an hour's drive away and ordered tests to be done. Jan spent the night in that hospital, and the next morning many tests were done. To our surprise, they could find no problems and sent him home.
Lord.
I believe that Jan had received a new heart and will have no more problems. All the pain is gone and he's feeling better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. In Mark, back to Mark 11:22, Jesus said, have faith in God. And he talked about, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be removed. Go, whatever the mountain is, just go. And shall not doubt in his heart, no doubt, no room for doubt, no room for unbelief, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And then he goes on. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And the next verse, it's all like, this is all connected. You know, 23 connects to 24, therefore. 25 is all part of this. And he said, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times, Jesus is saying, hey, unforgiveness will boycott the answer to what you want. It'll make your prayer null and void if you have unforgiveness. If you have bitterness, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, God's not going to hear your prayers. Hallelujah. It's like, yes, these things are possible. These things will happen, but we got our part in this too. Yeah. Hallelujah. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It goes on to say, whereby you deceive yourself. Hallelujah. How many believe you heard the word of the Lord today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, this is your day. You've come to meet God. So this is your day. What can you believe God for today? What have you been asking God for? Maybe it's something that you think is impossible. Maybe it's something you've been dealing with for years and years and years. Maybe 12 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 38 years, whatever. And it's almost like, well, this is the way I'm going to be until I die. And God says, whatsoever you saith, you shall have. So whatever you need, If you're saying, God, I believe you, God. And I say your word's true. Hallelujah. So whatever you're believing God for, I want you to come. Hallelujah. And God will meet your need. Same God. Old Testament, New Testament, same God. Our God is faithful. God won't fail you. Hallelujah. So whatever you're believing God for, I want you to come.